It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. These are the words that come to my mind as I contemplated all that has happened to me these last few months. Sure has been a whirlwind. You see, I grew up a devout Jew in a very devout Jewish family. My father was highly respected. We followed the laws. We went to synagogue. I helped my mom with the work around the house, making food, taking care of the younger children, cleaning the house. And then one day I was praying and this angel came to me. I jumped, I screamed. I didn't know what to make of it. I had never seen an angel before. I was terrified. The angel called me my name, Mary, she said. How can this be? Me, a poor girl. This angel was visiting me. The angel told me that I would become the mother of the Messiah, that the Holy Spirit would visit me and the power of the Most High would be upon me. It can't be. Joseph and I have never been together that way. I was really, really afraid. And this angel just kept saying, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Nothing is impossible with God." What does that even mean? Nothing is impossible with God? How can this baby grow in me? Is it even important how he grows? Maybe more important is why. Why am I the one chosen? Does it mean anything that a poor ordinary young girl with no dowry is chosen? What am I supposed to do with this? Oh no. Oh no, Joseph, what will he think? And my parents, they'll disown me. But what if I say no to the angel? What happens then? The angel just kept talking. She told me that I would name him Jesus, that Jesus would be born into a world where tyranny ruled, where poverty and hunger and suffering were so overwhelming, where rape and violence was the way many lived. Why would this Jesus come into this kind of a world? But the angel just kept saying, nothing is impossible with God. I wonder if anyone else can hear the choirs of angels singing. I wonder if they can feel my fear and my excitement. I wonder if they can hear, feel the hushed silence of two scared people, Joseph and me. I wonder. But you see, Joseph didn't leave me. He also had an angel visit him. And he realized that we were embarking on something very special. I think he was as scared as me. But we kept hearing, nothing is impossible with God. The world, it feels different to me. But Do you hear it? Do you think any of my neighbors heard and understand what is taking place? You know, the choirs, they seem to be drowned out by all the haggling and the trading that is going on in the marketplace, in the places of government. No one is paying attention. No one really sees us. Tired and dirty and sore and traveling and refugees. What if I had said no? I'm not even sure I could say no. Deep down within me, I knew God. I had to sing and shout for joy because you see, it's about love. Love. Love came that day. A love so overpowering that all the world, at least my world, stopped. But there's so much chaos and strife. There's so much death. There's so much violence. Weapons, there are too many of them. There are so many worried people, and there are so many people without jobs, and lonely people, people who are afraid. How can Jesus come into this? See, I can't say no. I had to say yes. We, this world, our world, needs this love. How do you see it? The love of my Jesus. How do you hear it? The love of my Jesus. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times that my Son came into this world to bring love. How are you sharing this love? Amen.